say that across the board.
For me,
I won't say it across the board.
And I think when we get back to the States.
Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on Amongst Friends. We are so glad to have you here with us. I am your host, Heather Owens, and I'm grateful to have with me tonight on the show Deidre, Joey, Q, and Brittany. And tonight we are talking about cheating. I know that this is going to be a very, very exciting show. Talking about cheating when the temptation is too strong to resist. Please join us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends or call us right now at 760-683-2662. That will be the number that you'll call tonight to listen in on the show, or you can simply press 1 to give us your question, comment, opinion, or feedback on how we're doing tonight. You can join us in the Facebook chat room at Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Or there on the Blog Talk Radio website, there is a chat room, and we are conversing and super excited to have you join us, and we say thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to dive right in because we have had this week a very robust discussion on the Facebook page talking about cheating and all the wonderful things that people think about being the cheater, the cheatee. And we want to just dive right into the conversation. Now, I am not going to give my opinion because I've already been accused on Facebook of not being so kind.
And no, don't you do that. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. You better give your opinion, girl. How are you not going to give your opinion? Come on now.
I'm going to be mum the word until the right feel the environment is safe to be honest and where we can collaborate on our thinking. I'm going to keep my mouth shut here. It's your fault.
I don't think that that's right. What are you scared of, Heather?
So, when the temptation is too strong to resist, there are so many ways to go with this, and I appreciate Joey. I have never seen him so on fire on a topic before in all of my days. So we're just going to go right in. We're not going to go back and forth about this. What I do want to do is look at what cheating is and what cheating is not. And I like to just draw the line in the sand tonight and start by saying deceptive behavior, intentions, actions, words, and deeds are cheating. Do we agree?
Could you repeat that again?
Deceptive actions, deeds, behaviors, thoughts, words. That's cheating.
Can it also be said without
knowledge? That sounds like lying.
Because I think without knowledge and deception, there's a fine line. There's a fine line. So can we say to say, without knowledge from the other spouse?
Well, are you not cheating if the spouse doesn't know that you're doing it? You're still cheating.
But you said deception. There's a difference between perception and lack of knowledge. Right?
No.
Am I wrong?
No, the lack of knowledge is ignorance. You just don't know.
Go ahead.
You're ignorant to the fact that you're being cheated on. You can't be ignorant to the fact that you're cheating.
Right. That's my point, is that any kind of deceptive action, behavior, deeds, words that you're doing,
you're
cheating. So what I'm trying to cover the bases of, because what I feel like people do, and we've been going back and forth with it on Facebook, if you're texting someone, and not that your spouse is concerned about who you're texting or what you're saying in a text, but if it is text messages that you would not want your spouse to see, then it's cheating. And I'm not talking about the surprise birthday party for your spouse either, text. I'm talking about text between you and another person that are intimate, sexual, romantic in nature. So I'm just saying any of those things fall under the purview of cheating for me.
Okay.
And I guess I want to add to that that it is – It is going against or going behind, you know, whether it's a person or, you know, it's a relationship or a test, but it's going against and going behind the rules that you guys have set for your relationship or for your relationship, your marriage, or whatever. You going behind or going around or creating loopholes to the rules that you both have established together, you are cheating.
There you go. There you go, Joe.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And if you take what you did not work for, you are cheating.
If you take what you didn't work for.
Yeah, if you take what you did not work for, so if I work, for example, if I work and poured into, you know, invested in a relationship, invested in a woman, you know, helped her reach her full potential, help her, unlock her ability to have great open-minded sex and reach orgasm and taught her how to communicate, work with her to build her communication skills and all those things. And then someone comes along and wants to start creeping and reaping my benefits. That's cheating. You didn't work for that.
That's
that is cheating. Yes, it is. If you didn't, how you gonna come in and take what I worked for and it still belong to me? We ain't broke up. We ended. You can't come and take what's mine. That's cheating.
The same way you get on Metro bus and sit in the front of the bus, Rosa Parks got arrested for that, sweetie, not you. So what, you supposed to sit in the back?
Yes. Sit your butt in the back. Listen, if me and the woman break up and someone else get her, that's not cheating. She's free game now. But we still in the relationship, and somebody else come, creep up on that, creeping, whatever. You taking what you didn't work for. You reaping the benefits of something that don't belong to.
Joey, you know usually I'm behind you 100%, but this one I got to go against you, though.
That's
fine.
Joey.
I don't have no problem with people going against me. Huh?
Go recheck that one, because you missed.
Wait a minute. Okay, tell me what part of it doesn't make sense to you guys. Because this is okay. So I'll say it again. Let me change it up. Let me say it again. If I'm in a relationship with someone and we do not break up, we're still in a relationship, and she begins to cheat with another person, and that other person is cheating with my woman, they are both cheaters.
I'm not a cheater if I'm single.
She cheating, not me.
Right, and guess what? I can't take what isn't given to me.
That's
so
right.
So when somebody cheats on a test, that's not cheating? They're reaping the benefits of someone else's answers. But they didn't work for it.
The person who has made a free and a free.
So, but answer my question. So that person is not a cheater when they take someone else's work.
If you want to come and give me your stuff, I ain't cheating.
I didn't say give. But if you look on someone's answer, if you look on someone's answer and you get an A, but you didn't work for it, that's cheating.
On a test, can't say, hey, Deidre, you want these answers? I'm going to go ahead and give them to you. However, a person who says, I want to go ahead and give you some of these goodies I got, they have a choice.
Hold on.
You can't
use
them.
Y'all both are cheating.
I'm going to need you to come with another example because guess what?
I don't have to come with another example. The point is the point. You're reaping the benefits of something you did not work for.
Joey and Deidre, can I please clarify, please, Joey, you are taking me, it is only 9/11, and I cannot lay down land. First of all.
Deceptive behavior, deeds, words, actions, thoughts is considered cheating. Is that what y'all said? Oh, sorry. I can't hear you, Heather. I'm sorry. I really can't. I'm not even trying to be rude.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because sometimes it's difficult to hear somebody else when you know, that kind of thing. No, seriously.
Excuse me.
Really? Really?
Really?
Now, listen. What I'm saying is, Joey, nobody, just because I reap the benefits of something that someone else does, does not make me the cheater. So in the scenario of you nurturing your mate and I come along, I'm not cheating. Your mate is cheating. Now, when you get the test, if I'm sitting at my desk writing my answers and you decide to look over on my paper, I'm not cheating.
Yeah, no, the person, yeah, you're right.
You're cheating because you're looking at my paper.
Okay, exactly.
So let me finish. So the person who's in violation is the person that did not look at their own paper and come up with their own options.
Bingo.
Let me finish.
Bingo.
Let me finish. It's not a bingo.
It is a bingo. You just said exactly what I've been saying.
Are you going to let me finish?
Yes.
In a relationship of human, if you and another person, the person sitting in your chair looking over on the other paper will be your spouse, not me, the stranger on the outside of your relationship. Because your spouse has decided not to look on her own paper and do her work, which is you, and look over here on my paper, which is me on the outside. Who just is doing my paper, doing my own work. See, we don't get to switch places to make it convenient and blame somebody else on the outside of our situation. Your spouse is that person sitting in the chair looking on somebody else's paper and not paying attention to her own paper. Now that's the bingo. So are we all clear on what cheating is?
Nope, because they all cheaters. I don't care who it is.
You know, I'm really, 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 really not feeling your attitude about this whole cheating.
I don't have an attitude. I'm good.
Okay, so let me gather myself because tonight we're talking about when the temptation is just too much to resist. Now, I'm going to be on Front Street, and the politically correct thing that everybody's going to say is that there is never an excuse for cheating. Again, tonight we're not discussing my opinions or my thoughts. However, do we think that there is ever a reason to cheat, ladies and gentlemen? Can you think of a reason to cheat?
Oh,
Okay. See, it all deals with, as I said in the Facebook group, it all depends on the person's reaction to being cheated on. For instance, if let's say me and Heather together, right?
Yes.
I catch Heather, I come home early from work, and I catch Heather in the bedroom knocking boots with Joe.
Wait a minute.
Hey, it's a scenario. Not saying it's going to happen for real. Okay, since that happened, it's up to me to rectify the situation. I could either not do anything. I mean, I could be pissed and, you know, beat Joey up or do whatever. You know, I can sit in the living room and wait till they're done. Or I can say, you know what, if she was good for the goose, was good for the gander. If he can do it, so can I.
I disagree.
So I guess the last option is kind of messed up, but it kind of like put on an equal, kind of equates the situation that Heather and Joe did. So in that sense, yeah, it's you can find a way to. Two wrongs, you know, two wrongs don't make it right, but it sure as hell makes it even.
But what does that solve? If you go back and cheat around, what is that going to really solve, though? It doesn't.
It's going to resolve making me feel better.
It's just going to make you feel better because you got her back. And it's not going to solve anything. At the end of the day, it's not going to solve anything.
It's the only thing it's going to solve is me feeling better. Because in the long sense, it may not be the it may not solve anything. But in the short term case, to deal with my anger and my frustration, you know, there's an option that I might go do that to make me feel better. It may be selfish.
But how is that going
and
to help relationship? I mean, so if she does it again, you're going to keep doing it?
No, if she can do it, then obviously the relationship is over. But I'm just talking about for that first time instance. I see this. If I see what's happening and she don't see me, if she didn't see me and didn't notice that I saw her, then I guess I have the option to, in order to make me feel better, go bop off some other chick. Not saying that is right or wrong, but it's in that person's eyes. It may not be wrong. It may not be right for whoever. But to me, as a person who's been cheated on, it may be the only viable option to make me feel better.
So what if she caught you cheating and she ran and cheated on you because she found out you were cheating? Would you be upset? Would you think that what she did was okay and it was justifiable? Because men tend to want to do things, but when we women do it, it's a problem. So I'm just wondering.
If she saw me cheating and she told me that she did?
If she caught you cheating and then she did like what you want to do, if you caught her cheating, yeah, I'm going to go out and cheat on her. So what if it was you that was cheating, and she caught you cheating, and then she turned around and was like, okay, well, since I caught you cheating, I'm going to go out and do it. Would you feel like that's okay?
I could say, no, don't do that, and be blue to the face and tell her not to do it. But who's to say she's going to follow that? Who's to say that she's going to not do it? If I talk to her, that she could be like, okay, I'm not going to do it, and do it any old way.
But if it's not right stand alone, how is it right behind somebody else's behavior?
It all depends on how that person feels after being cheated on.
Well, we have to manage our feelings, so we can't do this based on feelings. I mean, temporarily, you might feel good.
Everybody does everything on feelings.
But we shouldn't. That's crazy.
I understand. But, okay, you say that, but it's the American way. I mean, people, they react. First of all, when something detrimental happens, their feelings come into play first. Then, because the first initial emotion is anger.
Right.
So it's how that person deals with that anger.
Excuse me. Let me ask you a question. How does this justify cheating? Because nothing you have said has justified cheating. You just only pointed out that people just cheat for revenge, or they're cheating because they want to get even.
Exactly.
We looking for a justification, though. What makes cheating okay? What makes it right? Or what makes me stepping out on my relationship or my marriage okay?
And the only answer I have is to make whatever negative situation feel better for that person who got cheated on. That's the answer that I have.
Well, I think, first of all, though, let's keep in mind, cheating is about deception, lying, denial, all of those things, betrayal. And in some relationships, as we have discovered and explored together, just because you deal with someone else outside of your relationship does not classify it as cheating. Mm-hmm. However, there are many ways to look at it, but we have a caller, so we want to welcome that caller to Amongst Friends. You can be on the show. Dial us at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. And we have Jeanette. Jeanette, how are you tonight? Welcome to Amongst Friends.
I'm fine, yourself. Thank you for allowing me to chime in.
Yes, ma'am. Hello. What's your question?
My comment was to the cheating. In my opinion, cheating is never good on either side. And you can't make excuses for cheating. When you decided to cheat, you have to keep a lie going so that your spouse won't never find out about the cheating. So it doesn't work out at all. So what's the use in doing it? If you're going to cheat, leave them. That's just my opinion.
Have you ever been cheated on, Ms. Jeanette?
Yes, been cheated on and cheated. So it's a no-win situation with me.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Please stay tuned with us and call in again.
Hey, Mom.
Uh-oh. Hi, Joey.
We thank you for calling in and share with us. If you have a question or comment, we'd like for you to stay in queue. You dial 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. You can call in with a question, comment, or just your opinion. We now have Lionel on the line. Lionel, welcome to my friend. What is your question or comment?
I mean, I cheating. I mean, what make a person cheat? I really don't know. Wouldn't make a person forgive a person for cheating? I don't know. But what I do know is when you go outside your marriage, your relationship, whatever it may be, you now cross a burden that you can never come back to. Because now when you leave that person home, it's automatically like your feelings is completely shut down towards evil person. So when a person cheat, have I been a cheater? Yes, I am. You know, do I think it's right? Nah, it's not right at all. You know, lust plays a whole big part in that. It says some people you like to have sex with, some people you like to have commitment with. That's called cheating.
So what you're saying, Lonel, if we're clear here tonight, is that people cheat either for sex or for commitment when they're already in a committed relationship?
Yeah, because I was always told everybody finds another person, falls in the same, you know, a woman finds a man sexually attractive, that means the only thing she wants to do is to have sex with that man. And a man finds a woman sexually attractive, the only thing he wants to do is to have sex with that woman. He's not looking for a commitment. She's not looking for a commitment. It's just something to do. And then when you tell that individual, yes, I'm married, yes, I'm in a relationship, I'm not looking for more, and then just to sleep with you, and then she say yes, we just understood where we going there, and she understand that, okay, I'm going home to my wife, I'm going home to my girlfriend, but I do know I'm going to have a minute of time with you. Is it right? No, it's not right. It's wrong on both parties. But like I said,
hold up. So you telling me that just because you say I got a girl or I'm married, that person is supposed to automatically assume that ain't nothing happening but some sex? That's period, point blank. That's it.
If I tell you, okay, let's do this. If I tell you we meet in the club and I say yes, I'm married. I am married. I'm happy married. Now I say yes, I'm married.
Wait, Pumpy Boy, you can't be happily married and you messing around.
I'm not messing around. I'm used to.
Okay, not now.
Hell no.
I'm sorry.
My home is happy. When your home is happy, you have no reason to go out. When you bumping your head, she bumping her head. And we don't, and each person don't know which way they're going in this relationship or this marriage, there's that the individual step out. But when home is happy and your wife doing the things that that other woman will do, there's no reason to go outside your marriage. Now, what I was saying was when I was out there running around, okay, and I tell that individual, I tell you, look, I'm in a marriage. But we can know. Hook up every now and then. And then you say, yeah, it's okay. That tells me more about you as a person, as a woman.
So,
yeah, that your self-esteem is shallow. I wouldn't have you knowing that you have a wife. You got women do that. I'm willing to have you know you have a wife and you willing to spend some time with me. You got men do that. A woman said, you know I got a husband at home. He said, yeah, okay, well, I'll like to spend some time with you. Your self-esteem
So then what does it make you?
What it makes me? A man that's a fool knowing that he has someone at home waiting for him.
Okay, that doesn't answer the question. So you just said that this person who accepts a married man, you know, then they have low self-esteem. Okay, but you got somebody at home, so you're disregarding their feelings and their commitment to you. So what does that make you? Because you're borderline bastard to me. But what do you call yourself? I'm sorry.
Oh, what I call myself? A damn fool.
You just went in.
I call myself a damn fool.
Oh, okay. Just as long as we're clear that you know what the hell you...
I'm very clear. I'm going to look at you in a different way, and I'm going to look at myself in a different way. For me to know that I have been a good woman at home and I'm willing to step out, that makes me a damn fool.
Let the record show that the caller has identified that he was a damn fool. Okay.
Yes, I was. I was. I would not deny that.
Kill, Deidre. Kill.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Ronald? You said you were a cheater, correct?
Yes, I was.
And you're saying that every time that you cheated, the person had low self-esteem and something was wrong with them because they were
knowing
okay
that I had.
Every time?
That person, yeah. If something was wrong with that individual, knowing that I was marrying them, wouldn't I have sex with you, knowing that you're married.
I agree.
It's wrong
I
with
agree
that person.
Okay.
Hey, there's no way on God green earth I'm going to be with a woman I know she's married. She leaves me out the end of the day. I'll be if and doing no. And I know she's going home to this man. Here I am in the house twinging my thumbs, putting my thumbs together, wondering when I'm going to see her again. Come on. What would that make me?
A
fool. What would that make you?
A damn fool. It'll make you a
damn fool.
That's back when I'm going at. I'm a fool for leaving a woman that I know is taking good care of me, and I know that I'm happy at home. I know I come home, I got dinner on the table. I mean, everything is going well. And here I am going out cheating with another woman. Then to go out and meet a woman, and she set me and set my wife, because that's what you're doing, you're selling my wife.
You're
selling me and you're selling my wife. So what that make? That mean that you are willing to put your whole everything to the side, like, I want this man regardless what is going on. He got a wife, kids, dog, and a white picket fence. But I still want him.
Wow.
So now I'm setting the wife, the dog, the kids, and the white picket fence along with he bringing.
Lanier, I just have a quick question. And I ain't going.
I'm listening.
So when you told a woman, I mean, like, that was your conversation, you was just like, you met the chick in the club, and you was like, I got a wife at home, so we just going to be having sex, and that's it? That was your conversation? Wasn't trying
that was
to
my conversation, but my first thing, whenever I meet a female, my first thing come out of my mouth is, I have a wife at home that I'm going to every night.
That's cruddy. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, that's cruddy. I'm telling you. So then that's up to you from that point on. Decide what you want to do.
Mm.
I ain't that high quality on my end. If I'm telling you something, I'm giving you the opportunity to make your own decision.
Well, what about the decision?
Right.
Here,
oh,
here's how you
become. Oh, ma'am. Right or wrong,
no,
ma'am.
Here's how it becomes crazy.
Right or wrong.
You have a wife.
Hey, young fella. There's a guy
every
right here,
night.
Excuse me, sir. What's your name, sir?
So if you hook up with this lady, now you
hey,
are potentially
me,
going
me,
to take something
me,
wrong to your wife. Your wife ain't did
hey,
nothing
hey,
to you but be the good woman. Cause
you got
to
let them talk, Deidre.
So you done took something
wait,
home.
Hey, my wife come down the street. Look, my wife come down the steps now like, what the hell is you talking about? This is talk radio, baby. Okay, this is talk radio, baby. Now, look, my wife like, oh, what the hell are you talking about? But, you know, listen, honestly, right or wrong, if I walk up to you and we get to talking, and I say, listen, Deidre, I'm married, but I'd like to get to know you, would you accept it? Hello? They ain't on the phone, Captain. Hello?
No, I'm sure, I don't know if she would accept it or not. I just think what she's trying to get you to understand and hear is that...
Who's talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm make sure I'm still on the radio, that's all.
You know what? Tonight you're getting a platform, and I hope that you're enjoying it. Because
no, man, I'm not looking for no platform. I'm not looking for an Oscar. I don't even know who Oscar is. I'm not looking for none of that. But what I'm giving you, what I'm giving you is real. If I tell you I'm married, but I would like to get to know you, and you tell me okay, that say a lot about you.
Absolutely.
Now
I totally agree. I think what Deidre was trying to say to you what Deidre was trying to say was that while you're trying to insinuate or while you're suggesting that a person accepting you as a married man and them accepting your wife, your picket fence, your scenario, the fact that you're going home, while you're referencing that something is wrong with them, that you should really be focused on the fact that here you have an innocent, good wife that's treating you well and taking care of home and you, and you're mistreating her. That's where her focus was. That's what she was trying to say to you.
And what did I say that makes me?
You said it made you a fool.
No, he said
it made me a damn fool. It made me a damn fool.
Okay, well, Lana, okay. We thank you for calling in for a month, Chris. If you have another question or comment, please feel free to call back in. We thank you.
All right, I got to call back?
No, you can press one again.
I just
press
one
again when you want to talk again.
Yeah, I like to stay. If you want to talk again, just press one. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us on Facebook with the Monk's Friends Radio Talk Show. It is the hottest thing happening on Facebook right now. We are also on www.blogtalkradio.com/amongst friends. And you can dial in at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662, where we are taking your questions, comments, your resources, your accusations. We're taking all of that tonight, clearly. But we do know that somebody is prepared and ready, and, you know, it is what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the next area. I really don't know.
Oh, my God. I love Amongst Friends.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? What this is for is that you can count on a good show with the Amongst Friends.
I am all over myself. They say laugh good for the soul.
Joe is over there stinking.
Go ahead, Heather. What's next?
So what's next? Now that we have established what cheating is, we have established the boundaries and things about cheating, and we've discussed when is it ever right or is there a justification behind cheating. I want to talk about some of the things and ways that we cheat because, before we go into that, I really want to spend some time because we're still early in the show. We have another 45 minutes or so left in the show. I want to spend some time talking about what it means when a person is in a relationship with someone who's cheating or when someone deals with someone who's cheating, because I think our caller, the latter caller, made some valid points as to the issues that the person may have who is in a relationship where cheating is taking place. But I think it's a bit of a washover to say I was cheating and I was just a damn fool. Like, to me, that's just very narrow, very, like, nonchalant. I think if the person who agrees to cheat with you is low self-esteem and all of this and all of that, then there's some responsibility and there's some dysfunctionalism or default with the person who's doing the cheating. So I'd like for us to talk about that a little bit about, because I have some friends who have been in relationships with persons who were cheating and did not know that that person was in a marriage or a relationship. And then on the flip side of that, there are those who did know but felt like, you know, this is the kind of situation that I want that fits best for me where it's not a 24/7 obligation. It's more like I'm going to ignore this Facebook chat room tonight. Oh, yes, I am. Now, I'm going to ignore. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. Facebook has got me all sorts of flustered, and you know Miss Heather is never speechless. Always got something to say, but I tell you tonight, it is just going awry in here. So that's what I want to look at. What do you all think about the woman or the man who is cheating with someone, and they say, look, I'm cool with them having a full-time relationship because I'm a little tied up in my career, things like that, and I just want somebody that I can be with here and there.
There's nothing really to say about it. That makes that person is just as guilty as the cheater, because the cheater made everything up front. He or she didn't lie. He was like, look, this is a situation. You know, I'm in a relationship right now, but look, I'm digging you. You know, what's up? So if the other person be like, okay, cool, I'm with it, I mean, what else is there? What is this there to say? Both parties are guilty as hell.
Well, yeah, I get that, but my point is that person, I think we've shifted in how we operate in our society, because now it seems like society operates off of they're responsible to him or her, not me, so what I do with them is separate from that.
Yeah. That's the twisted way of thinking. You know, I guess they're trying to find some type of I guess it's a thing of like blame shifting. Like you said earlier, Heather, it's like, well, like you said, it doesn't include me. You know, what they do is their business, but what we do is our business. So they try to like separate the two. When in all honesty, is everything is just basically tied up into one big knot, I guess.
Okay. Do anybody else have any thoughts on that?
No, we just still laughing at you. We just still laughing at you, that's all.
That's why I wish Jeff was on here, because Jeff would assist me in my my despair.
Oh, funny.
Now that we all have ourselves together and we can get back on track, one of the things I think that, you know, I want to look at with this whole cheating matter and things that go on is whether or not the person at home who's being cheated on really holds some accountability to the fact that their spouse or mate is cheating. I understand we have a caller on the line. Is that correct?
That's a good question.
Before we go into that question, because I really want us to have some in-depth conversation about that, we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome to Amongst Friends. Please give us your question or comment.
This is Lonell, the guy was talking earlier.
Welcome back, Lonell.
Now, you just asked a question. Do the person at home pay the part of the person cheating? Some point, yes. She might
how?
Don't.
Explain that.
Let me ask this. How far can we talk on this show? Can certain things we can't say? Certain things going to get beat out?
No,
you can say
this
you
is
can
an
unfiltered
radio show.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want, but you know, keep in mind that there are other callers.
That's why I asked.
You know, beware.
Okay. I asked. Some women don't get oil. Some men don't go down on women. You know, some men don't like to cuddle. Some women don't like to cuddle. So it's all certain reason. I mean, it's always a little bit that you'll find to find that reason to go out. It's just a little bit. It's just something simple. Oh, you don't want to hold me. I just got to do 9 hours working, then come home and do 3 hours more working with you. I'm tired. So now if that's your reason, go out to find somebody who's going to cuddle with you. Is that making sense?
Yes, sir, you are.
So you're saying
that the reasons are kind of selfish.
But there's no reason. But I say you find a little reason. There's no reason to do it. Don't get me wrong. There's no reason to do it at all. But you'll find that reason. You know, you might be saying, man, girl, when you going to do that, man? Now, we've been together 5 years now. You still ain't do that. You know what? Okay, baby. I ain't going to force
okay.
you.
Okay,
then you're going out.
I have a question about that. When you said you in your example you said 5 years, but didn't you know in the beginning of the relationship that she wasn't about that?
In the beginning, no, yeah, I knew in the beginning. I thought maybe if I stick around for a while.
So if you knew that she was like that in the beginning, why?
But again,
I stick around.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna say this. This woman I know I could spend the rest of my life with. I know this woman right here could take me where I need to be here as a man. But she's lacking. Everybody lacking something. Now we all ain't working in the. So we all lacking something when it comes to the relationship. So she lacking that one thing that I'm looking for in that other person.
Okay.
It's not a reason. It's never a reason to cheat, but you just always want you trying to mold a woman in 100%. So if you can't get her, you get her at 98. You trying to get somebody to give you the other two. So now you think you got this one big perfect woman, but all the time you just got two of them making them out, trying to make them out of one to get the whole 100%. Is that making sense?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So, like I said, it's never a reason to do it. But honestly, if we look back, it's been going on from, you know, our great grandparents. So, is I'm saying that because they did it, we supposed to do it? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. But it's there. That's what we're looking for. We're looking to be whole, and we not find somebody to make us whole. So now we're going to get her, and we trying to then we call ourselves being whole.
Thanks, Elaine. Okay. If you call me, we have another call on the line. If you have another question or comment next week or the week after, feel free to call us in at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. Caller, you're on Amongst Friends. Welcome. What is your question or comment?
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Lana.
Hello. Hi. Oh, Lord. Okay, what I have to say is, okay, if your mate is not doing just like the previous caller, Lionel, said, first of all, that's a whole bunch of BS. Because if your mate is at home and they're not giving you what you want as far as oral sex or whatever, you knew that before you got into this relationship with this woman or man or what have you. First of all, you can't make people do something they don't want to do. If that's a deal breaker for you, you should leave the relationship other than going out finding Keisha from around the way that will do it for you.
You gonna leave Keisha alone? She ain't do nothing.
Babe, I'm going to need to step down for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Be quiet for a minute.
No.
I love you, though, but be quiet for a minute, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. But before you go out and get whoever that will so-called do it for you, you need to leave that relationship because you need to take responsibility to go to that person and be like, you know what, I really like this. Can we try doing it? I'm going to try to make it comfortable for you. What do you need to make yourself comfortable in order to try it? If they're still not willing to do it, and if you know that's a deal breaker for your relationship, you need to leave and find somebody else that will do it for you besides having this woman or man in the house being faithful and everything, and you out there giving your penis or your vagina away like it's free government cheese.
Lana?
Yes, ma'am.
The last caller, she kind of basically summed it all up for me. I was basically going to say that there is never an excuse to cheat. And if you're unhappy, leave the relationship. And see, and one thing a lot of people are missing out here is that there are diseases. You know, and men and women slip up. They have unprotected sex. They're doing all these other things. And then what are you taking back to your spouse? You know, and just like I had made a comment before that, you know, my husband had cheated on me. And I was a good wife, you know, but it's just something I guess he needed more. Some people just feel like they have to have multiple, you know, and I basically got to the point where I just didn't care anymore, and I went out and I had a friend. And did it make it right? No, it didn't make it right, but I came to him and I told him what I did. And I told him that, you know, I didn't got pushed to that limit, and I've never even cheated on a boyfriend before. It's time for us to end the marriage, you know. And the guilt was there, even though I knew he did whatever he did. But, no, there's never an excuse. And I can't even say I allowed him to take me there because I should have been a better person. So there's never an excuse for it. If you're that unhappy, if you marry somebody and they're not doing what you expect for them to do sexually, then you shouldn't have married them. You know, I was unhappy sexually for 8 years. But the reason why I was unhappy, because I never slept with my husband until after we got married. So that's when I was like, whoa.
Oh, Lord.
But you know what? I stayed with it and I dealt with it. I could have been went out and cheated. But I didn't, you know. So at that point, once he did what he did and I did what I did, I knew it was time to end it. But, you know, it's just never an excuse.
Thank you so much, Mary. And that comment, too, as well, I think Mary dives into a topic that we talk about a lot, about whether or not premarital sex is necessary so that you're not in a situation where you feel like you're having sex. But I want to go back and touch base because our original question was about whether or not the spouse that is at home, the partner spouse that is being cheated on, ever, not necessarily is responsible. I do not want to ever give that impression for someone else's behavior. But if their actions, behavior, or failure thereof have contributed to cheating. I said I wasn't going to give my opinion tonight, but clearly that's all out the window in so many kinds of ways.
All kinds of ways.
No, but what I will say is that I do believe that a person makes a choice to cheat. But I do believe in contributing factors to why they do that. And sometimes, like in Mary's case, she did not have premarital sex with her husband. So you get into a situation where you are sexually frustrated, not sexually satisfied, sexually mistreated, whatever the case may be, and you step out. Because of that, although I can understand it, I am not at all saying that it's right, but I understand the thought process behind it. The same way, if a man or woman is neglected, mistreated, frowned upon, beaten down with words or physically, they will step outside of that relationship to find what the void is. Now, the proper thing to do is to dive into that relationship, go through counseling, try to discover, work with your mate, your partner to get it right. But at the end of the day, we always don't make the best choice. And when you're frustrated, feeling downtrodden, or at your wit's end, you do sometimes make the mistake of stepping out. So how do you all feel that the partner may contribute to the choices to cheat or be deceptive in a relationship?
Like I said, first of all, I'm finally serious. I'm sorry. I spent the last 30 minutes laughing. But I think, one, like we've already stated, there's no justification for cheating, none whatsoever. There is no justification for cheating. Two, it is never a mistake. It's always a choice. You don't accidentally slip and fall in nobody's vagina, and you don't actually slip and fall on somebody's penis. It's just not going to happen that way. There's purposeful actions and all of that. But to answer your question, I don't think the person, again, like you said, Heather, I don't think the person is ever responsible for someone else's actions, but I do think the responsibility lies in not communicating in your relationship, and that's where I think a lot of the issue is, especially around sexuality, because honestly, I don't really think there's a lot of people in this world that's absolutely 100% comfortable with talking about sex. I'm not saying that they don't exist, but there are a lot of people that just have reservations about talking about sex, even in their own relationships. Like, they'll talk about everything else but sex. And so when you get people that say, you know what, I'm going to step out on my spouse because she don't give me head, or he don't go down on me, or what have you, or he or she don't do this, or he or she don't do that, it's because you guys haven't had a conversation. You haven't communicated with one another. And so I just think it's very important that you openly talk about your sex life. You talk about what you like, what you don't like. And then for the person that maybe want their girl to go down on them, because it is important. It's an amazing experience. You know, it's awesome. And not having it, or not someone, you know, your spouse not doing it for you or doing it right or whatever, can cause some issues. Don't think you should go out and get it from somebody else, but it can. You know, I can understand that want and that desire, but here again, it is not what one won't do, someone else will. It shouldn't be that attitude. It should definitely be, let me talk to them, let me see why, let me encourage them, let me make them comfortable, let me talk to them, let me have a conversation. And the other person needs to be open about why they won't do it, but also being open about maybe trying it or just talking about it and not just leaving it up to the back burner. So I don't think the person is responsible for the person's cheating, but you are responsible for leaving your spouse or leaving your mate or whatever you want to call it. You are responsible for not having a discussion about what's going on in your relationship, where the breakdown may be occurring, and just letting things flow to keep the peace, or letting things flow to let things go.
Sorry. anybody else have an opinion on whether or not the spouse contributes to that dysfunction in the relationship?
So Joey just basically said, he just said it all, so I can't add to that.
Okay, well that's good. Now, I do want to talk about the risk of cheating, and we are in our last 30 minutes of tonight's show, and it has gone lightning fast for us tonight, so we do want you to join in with us. Please log on online at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. You can join us on Facebook at the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. And even tonight, not for the chat room here, but you can also like our page and be a part of a great group and cast. And also dial in at 760-683-2662. Listen, press 1. If you have a question or comment, we want to hear from you. This is not possible without you, our listeners, and your participation. So please call in with your questions or comments. We're going to step ahead into some of the risk of cheating. Obvious things such as the destruction of your relationship, the breakdown of the trust in the relationship, the potential of diseases, the potential of pregnancy, all of those things are a part of it. I wanted to spend some time, though, because that's probably where we'll close out at. But I wanted to talk amongst friends about some of our experiences with being the cheater or being cheated on and what that was like, what that looked like for us. I know some of us are a little bit more adventurous and some of us are a little bit more open in our relationships and our partnerships. So I want to just kind of have us share with our listeners tonight some of our thoughts personally behind being the cheater or being cheated on. So first, raise your hand if you were a cheater at some point by saying hi. Well, this is a real, real, real active group I had here tonight with me. Okay. So none of y'all ever cheated on anybody?
I'm too scared.
No, I haven't.
My conscience.
Yes, I have. I've been on both sides of the fence, the cheater and the cheating.
Well, we're talking about being the cheater.
Well, here's the thing. Now, see, if we're basing the cheat, you know, the definition of a cheater by being
Cheater. Whenever you start the sentence with, well, here's the thing.
Right.
No, I don't know. Based on your definition.
No. Based on what you did, you're a cheater.
No. I've been involved with a married man. Yes.
Yes, you were a cheater.
No, he was a cheater.
I am not a cheater.
Hold up. If you just said you were just dealing with the married man, what that makes you?
That makes me a single person.
No, that makes you a cheater.
How?
Who was she cheating on?
You were sleeping with a married man.
Who am I cheating on?
Nobody.
Oh my God, you cheating on yourself. You cheated yourself. By sleeping with somebody that don't belong to you and you ain't gonna never have.
First of all, you can't say that he don't belong to her.
He don't. He did
when he was with me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Take your inch.
Hold up. I'm confused.
You know.
Really, Joe?
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No, I'm just trying to get a grasp of Deidre's way of thinking when she said she's not a cheater. In a crazy way, aren't you cheating on the man's wife? If you was in the marriage situation, don't you think you were cheating on the man's wife?
No. I ain't committed to her.
Right.
Was she in a relationship with her?
But so this is it. So if you're single and you're cheating with a married man, what label do you call you're single, but what else is there? There's got to be another label.
I already put those labels out. I'm gonna keep them to myself.
You're the side piece. You're the side chick. Okay.
I don't care about a person being the side piece or the side chick. What I'm saying is two things about this whole cheating scenario. I do not consider if you two as a person in a relationship, in a committed relationship with another woman, and you go out and meet me and start seeing me on the side, you're cheating because you're in a committed relationship. Now, am I contributing to that by being with you? Yes, but I'm not cheating because I'm not committed to anything.
If you are in the act of sleeping with another woman's husband, you are cheating.
No, I'm not cheating. Her husband is cheating.
Yes, he's cheating as well.
No, I'm not. Who am I cheating on?
You cheating on yourself.
What?
I am cheating myself.
You're in the act of cheating.
Let me say this.
He can't cheat alone.
Yes, he can.
Oh,
I don't know you can.
Oh, masturbation.
You cannot cheat alone. That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
What Joey is saying either.
No, nothing ever makes sense to you, Deidre, because you're Deidre.
No.
Never makes sense to you.
You can.
Well, I don't even bother trying to make sense to Deidre because you live outside of the realms of logic.
We're not going to take words and twist them and say, you can't cheat alone. No, that's just like saying you can't play football alone. Of course, in order to cheat, you have to be doing something that is deceptive. And it doesn't always have to involve a person. You all just said masturbating can be cheating.
I ain't never said lie.
Oh, I ain't never said
that lie.
How is that cheating?
Masturbating is not cheating.
I know in this, or I'm going to go back here and find it. On our page, y'all having this conversation, but if a person is
masturbating is only cheating when, I guess, there's another person around. But if you're by yourself, hell no.
Okay, my point to you all is this. I'm not a cheater because I'm with you and you're cheating on somebody. I'm not cheating on anything. Now, I might be cheating myself out of a fulfilling relationship.
Make you a cheater.
But that's my choice, what I do to me.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That is your choice. But you're choosing. But you're choosing to cheat or sleep with a married man. That's cheating.
No.
Liars lying are liars. Drunkards drinking are drunks. Crackheads crack smoking are crackheads. And cheaters cheating.
But the cheater is the person in the committed relationship, not the person that he's dealing with.
No, the cheater is the person in the relationship, period. Whether it's committed or not. Those two, the married man and the side chick, they have a relationship. Bullshit.
And I'm going to tell you,
they
in
have
the
a relationship.
If you was caught sleeping with somebody else's husband, you got killed. You were considered guilty as charged. Point blank and the period.
Say what? What you say?
I said in the old days, if you was caught sleeping with somebody, if a woman was caught sleeping with somebody else's husband, they were killed.
Oh, they were guilty
of cheating.
The woman at the wedding, it's called adultery.
The woman at the wedding be killed.
That's because Jesus gave her grace. Come on now.
Hey, but I have grace. Hallelujah. Oh, okay.
You ain't got no damn grace.
Oh.
What?
Let's keep it moving.
And the other thing about the woman in the well, since you brought her up, she acknowledged her faults.
Okay, and I acknowledged that.
You said you ain't no cheater.
I have acknowledged that I was with a married man. Just because I
have not. But you haven't acknowledged yourself as a cheater. So you get no water from the well.
Really? Because I don't think the label that you have assigned.
It's fine. So, Heather, your question was, how many of us have been cheaters?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you cheated, Heather? Have you been a cheater?
I've never been a cheater. I've been cheated on.
Okay. Q, have you been a cheater?
I've been on both sides of the fence. So, yes and yes. I've been the cheater and the cheatee.
Have I been with a married man? Yes.
Huh?
I have been involved with a married man.
Okay.
Brittany?
What?
Mm-hmm. Brittany, quiet.
I'm here.
Have you ever been a cheater, Brittany?
No, I have never cheated. But
You hesitated.
I have been cheated on before.
But you've never
been
a cheater.
And I've never been a cheater, but I have dealt with somebody that was in somewhat of a relationship.
Oh, this
you just sound saucy.
You call me a cheater, then I guess you can.
No, I'm not calling nobody else a cheater because I'm not getting chewed out again.
Well, no,
you are whatever you say you are, as Deidre said.
But I have been cheated on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Joey?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I've never been a cheater because I'm too scared.
What are you scared of?
Getting caught.
Okay.
I'm a bad liar.
Have you been cheated on?
Oh, plenty of time.
Joe, you're too nice, dude. You're too nice.
Hey, that's what they always tell me too.
Well, I just kind of feel like, honestly, being someone who's been in a relationship. And being cheated on, and then being in a relationship with someone when they were in another relationship, I think once you have been cheated on, you look at those relationships very differently. Being on the outside of a relationship and not knowing you're a part of it, in other words, when someone else is cheating, and they include you in their relationship. Can you guys hear me?
It's you real low, babe. You're real low.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm low, because I'm talking as loud as I can.
Okay.
I think when the person, you know, like when you're in a relationship with someone who's involved, in my instance, I was not aware of that in the beginning. But I think once you realize that you're part of this love triangle, you have to deal with your emotions and your feelings on how you choose to separate.
this chat room, I tell you, that was a true statement right there, Joey. That's exactly where it was.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. I'm a boobologist.
So I think you have to begin to deal with how you separate out of that relationship. Because when you're in a relationship where you're dealing with somebody and your emotions are all tied into it, and then only to discover that they are married or in a committed relationship with somebody else, you know, anger sets in and you're just done with them, but you also have to figure out, you know, how do you find you after you lost them? That kind of thing. But I think once you've been cheated on and been deceived, you begin to, especially when you find out, you know, in ways that I have, you begin to feel sorry for the other person who was involved with your mate, because you look at the length and breadth of what your mate has gone through to cheat. And you see how they not only deceived you, but they most times deceive the other person. I mean, our caller called in and made his statements or whatever, but the fact of the matter is, very few women walk up to one another and say, hey, I'm married, or hey, I got a girlfriend, or hey, I have a live-in lover, and I still want to deal with you. Very few people do that. So the person cheating is, you know, more of a deception. I think I just became sensitive to it after being hurt. And I think after so much hurt, what Q was saying, you become desensitized to it, and you feel like, okay, they did it to me, I'm going to do it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you all feel about your experiences, Q, since you've been on both sides of that?
I totally agree. And that's what kind of, what I reiterated, you know, we got on this topic earlier. You don't know the person's psyche. It's easy for a person to say, you know what, walk away, you know, leave that person alone. It's easy to say that, but, you know, you have to deal with that person's psyche. And if the person's psyche is, you know what, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, if he's going to cheat, I'm going to cheat too. I mean, I don't know. You know, because that was, I don't want to get personal, but, I mean, that's like a normal train of thought, because it's, like I said, it's anger. So, you know, when you go through a situation like that, the first thing, you're angry, and the first thing would be like, you know, either leave or find a way to feel better, which is the option of, you know, if he cheated, then I'm going to cheat. There's always that option.
Okay.
I don't know. Cheating, being cheated on has definitely made me very insecure over the years. And I still fight with it every now and then. And me and my dad have this saying, we say, please don't leave me to think for myself because I don't think well. And what that means is I just rather you be honest and upfront with me than to leave me to my own thoughts and my own conclusions, because I'm going to immediately go towards the worst. I'm going to immediately assume the worst. So in my relationship, I would, you know, after being cheated on a couple of times, I always tell people to just be honest with me. Don't take the choice from me. Don't make me think for myself. Just be honest with me, because I don't want to sit back racking my brain on what's going on, what you're doing, what you're not doing, why you stopped doing this, why you stopped doing that, you know. Is it someone else? Like, I don't want to spend my time going crazy thinking about those things. And every time that I've, you know, been cheated on, it's not even the act of cheating that's bad for me. I can't speak for nobody else, but it was the lie. It was the deception that was the worst part of it all. And that even when, you know, because you know how they always say you know, or eventually you come to the knowledge. Like every time that I've had a feeling or I've come to, like, I've gained the knowledge that this was going on, you ask, hey, you just come right out, are you cheating? Are you this or that? And they tell you no, and they just continue on with this lie. That makes it worse. That hurts worse even than just the act of cheating to me. And, you know, that's why I'm just not big on I'm really not big on people lying to me, but, you know, because it's just, honestly, it's just stupid. Because if you've already made the decision, then you don't have the right to take the decision from someone else. You don't have the right to take my choice away by continuing to lie.
I agree with what Joey said. I think the difference for me, because I am being cheated upon, I don't think that I am any less trusting or whatever, because even though, you know, earlier Q was talking about the emotional decision and all this kind of stuff, because I do a lot of talking, I do a lot of analyzing, whenever I go into any situation, I am very clear on what the person is doing, what they're telling me, what our interaction is. And so when something happens, then it's me making that choice to say, you know what, this is not something that I'm going to deal with, especially when I've been very open in that I'm in this relationship to be with you, to provide for you, to give you everything that you want, and all you have to do is come to me and request it, and I'm going to try my best to give it to you, and then you step outside of that, yeah, once I find out you're cheating, yeah, it's a wrap, because I'm not going to go back and forth and reevaluate what I've already decided is that's final for me.
I mean, I agree with what Joey said too, and I hear you, Deidre. I guess my concern and my thing has always been, and I know when I felt like I've been deceived or cheated on, you know, I agree with you with the don't leave me to think or to come up with it, you know, just tell me the truth. But what happens when what the person is saying to you is not the truth? They're not leaving you to think. They don't want you to think. They don't want you to assume. They want you to believe what they're saying. And I think that bigger than the sex, bigger than another person, bigger than anything else, it's been my experience that the pain, the hurt, comes from the lying.
And I fully agree.
And the extent of the lying, you know, I feel like I could probably write a book, but I'll say in one experience, I'm kind of, you know, riding the fence in a situation with the gentleman, and he's saying, no, this isn't the case, no, that's not the case. And next thing you know, it really is the case. And when you look at it and another person can say to you, well, this day he was here and this is what happened, and that day he did this and that. And you start to put the pieces together and you see to what level you were deceived, to what level you were, you know, taken for the ride and lied to. It's very hard to bounce back from that. That's what hurts you. Not, I mean, because we all know as adults that sex can just be an act. And although feelings may be involved, it's still just an act. But what you do to have sex, to be with that person, what you share with them, what you say to them, I think it hurts more when you hear a person say, he told me he loved me, or she told me she loved me. Like, that rips deep.
because you telling two of us you love
me. Mm-hmm.
And I believed you and loved you back.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I think the worst case, and I have several cases, but the worst case is, you know, I built this relationship with this woman, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, man, this is it. This is who I'm going to marry, blah, 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 and find out that, you know, because she was a traveler, and found out that she had a whole another boyfriend in a whole another state. And that killed me. Like, I was like done. And then her logic was, well, I was away and, you know, you couldn't travel that much, and so I just needed the companionship. And it was like, but for a whole year you went through this, you lived through this. And then what made it worse is that she was like, well, now that it's all out in the open, let's be in an open relationship. And it's just like, you not only did you just stab me, but then you add salt to the wound. Like, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, that one was a rough one.
So, Deidre, share with us a personal experience of yours that you may have.
Excuse me?
Share with us a personal experience from cheating that you may have.
Well, we've talked about this before, but when I was dealing with a married man, I knew what his situation was, and I wanted him because we had history. And initially it was, I'll take what you're giving me, and then it was, I want more. Then when it was offered to me, it didn't work out. Simple as that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like when you were ever cheated on that you needed to get back at the person?
Absolutely not. Because my way of, well, I'm not going to say it was my way of getting back at you, but the answer to your consequence for cheating on me was, I am no longer in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have me. So that's it. You know, I don't have to go and cheat on you and all this kind of stuff. It's over. So you reap what you sow. Plain and simple. I'm not going to beg you why you did it. How, because, again, in all of my scenarios, I've always been very much so, come to me, talk to me. You know, because all you got to do is ask, and 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to give it to you. But then when you still decide to go outside of that and get something else, then you're saying that everything that I'm offering to you, you don't want anymore.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a wrap.
Wow.
It's over. Goodbye. Go on over there where you were, and I wish you the best.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are almost to a close for tonight's show, where we have been talking about cheaters. When the temptation is too much to resist, this has been a very enlightening, delightful, and informative show, as well as entertaining, I must say.
Definitely that.
We thank you so much for joining us tonight on Amongst Friends, and we will be back next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio for another awesome show. We thank our hosts, Joey, Brittany, Deidre Q, and our Jeff, who was on maternity leave for the month of April.
Paternity leave. Paternity.
Jeff is going to have a baby. Jeff is going to have a baby.
going to have a baby.
Well, it's called maternity, paternity, paternity, whatever you want to call it. He's on leave for the baby. And we are excited that you decided to join us, and we hope that you'll join us next week. Please go on the website at blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. You can listen back to tonight's show or previous shows that were just as good. And if you stay on the line with us tonight, once we go off air, you will be in the after show, in the after party for as long as it goes on tonight. But we thank you for joining us. Meet us back here next week with your comments, your questions. Email us. Let us know topics you'd like to hear. We're looking forward to having all of that. And thank you so much for joining us. So I guess that was a show, ladies and gentlemen, huh?
Quite the show.
Very great show.
It was real crazy.
Gosh, that was so
good.
That
was wow.
That was so good.
It was not so good, Joey. It's not overdue.
Huh.
It was not so good. Let's not overdo it.
It was. We didn't have We didn't have no dead time, no dead space. We had callers. We had involved chat rooms. It was great. But I'm about to send a post and ask all the exes to call in.
You lie. Let's not do that. No. Let's not do that at all. Joey?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
What I'm ready for?
For next week's show.
What's next week's show?
Is the woman's body really hers to
control? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's going to be good. I'm about, yeah, I'm about to bring it. Yeah. 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 Thank you.
You getting excited?
Yeah, I forgot all about it. I need to check my schedule. I ain't in the kitchen. Schedule on my refrigerator. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm real excited. Hey, Q.
Yeah.
You still on?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to say, you must be getting in trouble.
No, I'm good. I'm good. How am I going to get in trouble?
Because Lana was going to shut it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell y'all something right quick. I'm the man. That's all you need to know.
All right.
Lana,
that's all you need to know.
Lana, what do you have to say to that?
Quentin.
Yeah, man.
Just because you're the man, what that mean?
I'm the man.
That don't mean nothing. Just because you're the man, what does that mean? What does that differ? How does that differ between me and you, other than you got a penis and I don't?
First of all, you do have one, because you got this one right here.
Wait a minute.
Besides that, how does that differ?
Hey, Idra, which ex do you want to call in?
I don't want any exes to call in.
Didn't want to call in before?
Deidre?
Yes.
If we're going off the air, can someone call back in?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, once they hang up, they out.
Actually, right now, because we are still streaming live, they can call back in.
And they can press 1.
Yeah. Everybody that's on the line, their mic will become open on the after show.
Oh, cool.
What is that buzzer sound? Who's buzzing?
The phone.
Whenever y'all are in the chat room and you're writing stuff, for those of us who have iPhones, it automatically push notifications to the phone. So that's the buzzing you keep hearing.
Okay.
Y'all off the hook.
No.
Wait,
this was quite a show. Even my mama called in.
Mama Snyder.
I said, Lord Jesus. That woman don't have no filter.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, please don't let her say nothing crazy. Please, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Nah, she's good. I'm proud of her. Love my mama.
No, Joey, I don't appreciate you posting anything about X's and stuff like that. How to untag that?
I told you I was going to do it.
Oh, we're going to do it.
What?
Ooh, even Brittany said absolutely not.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if one did call, but because he followed me on Twitter when I promote the show, but I'm going to need him not to call.
I mean, because Heather can't be the only one to keep this. This is ritualistic for her.
I think he would know better not to.
I know, that's right. You do seem scary because you're all quiet and stuff. Yeah.
No, I just think that if he... I just think he knows better. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah, because you're scary. It's okay.
I'm not scary, but I mean... I don't want to have to embarrass him publicly, so I would hope he wouldn't try to embarrass me.
It's them quiet ones and them Deidre.
You got to look out for.
He said the quiet ones and Deidre.
I haven't met a Deidre yet that don't scare me.
We don't want you scared, Joey.
Joey, we should have the ladies that cheated on you. They should call in.
That would be good. Because maybe they'll give y'all a better explanation than the ones they gave me. And my thing is, I even be like, I ain't even gonna be mad. Like, I ain't even gonna trip. Just tell me the truth. And you still lying. Look, I'm reading the emails. Like, I'm sitting right in front of the emails. I'm reading the text messages. Like, come on.
That's the worst, but they try to lie and you know they're lying and you're looking at them.
Oh my gosh.
Right now.
And then one of the guys was a friend that my ex didn't know we went to school together, and she steadily talking about, I don't even know him.
Wow.
I don't even know him, and I'm like, but he's describing your body. Like, he's sitting right in my dorm room describing your body, like, seriously. Nope, I don't even know him.
That's crazy.
That's not my phone number in his phone.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, you know what we should have brought up, Heather? Do women cheat better than men?
Absolutely they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Men can't lie to save their daggone life.
No, they can, but they're still not good as a woman.
Mm-mm.
God almighty, y'all are good. I'm shaking my head right now.
Because men talk too much. They talk too much and they always give themselves away.
And, like, I can't remember the comic that said it, but they said men date with next-door neighbor coworkers. It's true.
They say what now?
Men date next-door neighbors
coworkers, and women cheat with a man that's three states away.
Wow.
Oh, Marcia told your secret, Deidre.
What?
That all your exes are in Texas.
No, actually they're not.
Show ain't.
It's just that my exes, we all parted on friendly terms.
That's good. I'm happy. I think that should be the goal.
I don't have that luxury. I can't say that all my exes. Hell no. Because if I see a few of them in the street, I'm here to win a chair.
Wow. That's so ugly.
Hold up, this, who went Earn? Who went Earn?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. Some of my exes, I would try to run over with my car, too.
What?
Who was that? That wasn't Lana, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her ass.
Because I thought it was Britney for a second, but Lana proved earlier that she violent.
Hey, babe, say what you said earlier.
What? What'd I say?
Really?
What did I say?
About the areolas.
I said if I ever caught Quentin cheating, I'm going to cut his penis off and I'm going to cut her areolas off and make her eat them. Tell her to suck on that instead of his, you know.
Oh.
Hey, Q man. I'm going to holler at you later. Because she laughing, but she's serious.
I was just playing. I wouldn't go that far.
Whatever.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let you tell it.
I was just joking. I wouldn't go that far.
Whatever.
You never know what you do.
Yeah,
dude, you better
get
your life together. You too old for that anyway.
What, fighting?
No, she ain't.
I know.
Not you, Lana. I'm talking about Q.
Oh, yeah.
You too old for that anyway.
Too old for that to get my shit cut off? You damn right I'm too old for that shit.
No, not to get your thing cut off, to be out there cheating.
To be out there cheating, that's what he's saying.
Oh.
All right, well, I'll talk to you crazy people next week.
Yeah, I'm about to get my evening on too, so. Next week, peoples. I will see y'all next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Y'all take it easy. Y'all take it easy.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab old combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, fab old combo. Amongst friends, fab old combo. Grown and sexy baby, grown and sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Grown and sexy.